Manifestations of thwart and opine for curved bill thrasher and toy piano. 1. E. Read my lips. All efforts at communication remain subatomic. Right now, my mouth is an envelope, sealed or unsent. Only kettle steam or desire, yours and mine, some kind of consensual, will part my lips. Even then, even now, perhaps I won't say anything. Perhaps I will, merely open, gently. Why not zero? Why not space or void, empty or sky? Why not abide this pause in the glut? Why not embrace? Pretend you want to hear this, do you? What if you read my lips and only find there the word pshaw? Gee golly, what if you can't read my lips? Busy, 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 mouth, ears, eyes, so many frickin' fingertips, more ache, I ache. What can I say that would be transcendental? 2.71828182845905? We all ache. Should I prove it to you? Do we need a solution? More proof? Here a logarithm, there despair, blah, blah, blah equals blah, blah, ta-da, inevitably. What if this parting, this frontal separation, is not simply one lip abandoning the other, sundered? What if this is blue, the taste of blue, hard hewn from stubborn rock? Parting works syllables, necessary mechanism of breath-chasing wonder. Togethering and such not is how we eat sky, bliss-bitten, consumed. Sometimes something falls silent. Duly, here is no rift. The space between lips, breath flailing, matters more than words. Let me be precise. Communication is collision. Bang, bang, smack, boom, ah. Language fails. Electrons spin anyhow. Whirling. Here, in the negative space of my mouth, a tongue flick towards yes. Two, city. The mind turns to pig iron. Amid sound smack, sun steep, cloud clot, duplex, and high rise, all our racked and branded bodies vie and jostle for coveted green teats, gape mouths ready to clamp down hard and suckle. How brittle, how preparatory, let us all roll over, belly up, and snort at the sky. A fist-sized ribbon flower in a woman's hair matches the rims marooned on her car. An old man on his way to the methadone clinic still walks with a schoolyard swagger, sagging pants now due to malnutrition. Chronic arg, I stumble. Ingot is a hard word to say. Harder still, the blasted memories, the puddling fear of what comes next, what doesn't. We forage preservatives, anesthesia, amnesia, go to the corner store, the hospital, the smack dealer, set our faith in row upon row of shelves filled with canned goods. Loss accumulates, so we go. We get in our little vehicles and we get in our big vehicles. We ride a bike or walk, run or take a wheelchair. We go. We go places. We go people. Frenetic propulsion exhausting every last whim, years spat, soot-covered from wagging tailpipes. Listen how our gridiron goals sing in concert, how we clap one communal hand. Sound of so very much combustion, I curse. So what is intimacy? Another opportunity to melt and be reformed? Truth? I don't know the city, and the city doesn't know me. Will blocks view. Buildings keep going up, coming down and going up, And in this we are leveled. Briefcase, backpack, satchel, bedroll, no matter, all our hopes are raised. There are so many ways to harden, so few to shatter properly. Only in anonymity, in the refusal to attach and the utter decomposition of self, will the collarbone turn to motorcycle cat spray, the tibia be scraped clean by a cymbal, skin pocked by barking dogs or some announcer at the ball game around the corner. Light, 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 light. There is something to be said for dissolution. Sometimes I sit on a mat in a quiet room and feel the cells of my own body eroding, toppling one by one onto tectonic plates. Everything is shifting. 3. Cure. What's broken? Picture this. Some giant cottonwood, rings alternately hard-pressed and swelling, record of every drought and monsoon required to tap sky. This tree, now splayed, fully stumped by circumstance, and here, in this impromptu midnight, suddenly cleared of day's expectations, we find the chopped circumference of upward motion, this once harrowed happening, to be an invitation. We are ready, finally, to heal. To rest our rumps, lean a bit, accept the curve of shoulders, interplay of fingers, every negative space, molecules of risen river, tracing the contours of our apart and our together, deciphering even the smallest juncture of connection, lips or nape, thigh and shoulder blade. My legs root into the earth, some hot core, and you for a moment balance against me, both of us connected to the substrata of another body, mingled weight carried by tree and earth, our minds cloud lit by city refraction. Who said river, and who said yes? The traumatized or the traumatized? Yes, my brain lights up on MRI, starlight, bright patterns of grief and glow. Please, please fix me. Fix pleasure in my mind. Please fix me in time and space, the only stasis being now, the quandary nothing but this river's current. I close my eyes and drop the history text, the latest release by Nostradamus. I release every broken horse grown accustomed to being ridden and excommunicate my own ideas, excommunicate the words of doctors, that sad, scratched album, the oldest riff, we expect you to degenerate this simple transition from inhale to exhale, eyes opening, breath wrapping, hours and minutes wrapping the room, the planet, another person, arms, some giant lung driven akimbo. Embrace yourselves. The fix is here, and this cannot last. 4. Oh, how grace, the body shaped into O, an industrial spillway or hydrothermal vent, all the marginalized moments wildflowering across the threshold of tongue, this ecosystem of delight, where breath, perpetually baited, is retooled, finds resurgence and release. O lime, O bread, O belt buckle and monster truck, look how telephone wires root through the garden bed. Each narrow stairwell, breath trundling in and breath trundling out, plays prayer flags, unflappable desire to monkey around in the temple of no clutch, gasp. An elbow plays the cello. The second knuckle of the right pinky, perched upon a baby grand, bends the joint in the leg of a black widow, retreating into a web after a tossed ball lands. Near every time the jut of someone's hip rises, the ozone crinkles, while shin bones bore through the lower mantle to tap what's molten, magnificent, still. Each cranial fossa remains emptied, unmapped tributaries of crevasse ever deepening, these slender-fingered voids catching shadow, catching up world. Oh, for a moment. Oh.